So, Nigel, 1-1 then with Oldham. Thoughts on the performance?
Second half, okay. First half was a bit neither here nor there, really. A bit end of season-ish, which we don't like. And the second we stepped up in the second half, it was constant pressure. Probably should have, liked the other night, should have gone on and won the game rather than just drawn it. But we've come from behind, two games running away from home. We've got 4 points from those games, so that's pleasing. But we shouldn't be going behind in the first place.
You just wondered at a time if ever that final pass was going to land, because that's been a problem tonight.
Yeah, it has. We've got in some great areas like Port Vale, in and around their penalty area, and that's that bit of quality on that final pass that we're looking at to improve for next season.
Just to, if we are sort of taking a brief look at next season now, did tonight's game, as much as any really, highlight the need for that focal point, that central striker that you are looking for, that you described as a priority yesterday?
Has done for the last 3 months, 4 months, and even the good performances. I think we can still do with somebody up there to get hold of the ball and to get it into and around the edge of the penalty area, and to get somebody to play with Stefan Skugel, because I thought he was the outstanding player on the pitch tonight.
Full of drive, wasn't he?
That's it, drive, energy. He wants to go forward. He wants to sprint. And sometimes in these games at the end of the season, there's a lack of sprinting. And I know lads have sprinted for 9 months of the year and they're a bit tired and everything, but it's still a game of football and you've still got to sprint until your lungs hurt. You'll know that from doing the marathon. Sometimes it hurts.
And perhaps particularly, was this the first time we've seen that in probably 2 months, where Flynn and Murphy didn't quite seem as at it as they have been, perhaps for that very reason?
Yeah, like a little bit tired or whatever. But we're a better team when we're going forward. And it's an individual thing, and then that turns into a team thing as well. When we're actually running forward, passing forward, looking forward, as you see in the second half. You know, to be away from home and to have so much possession and so much of the chances in the second half, and that's away from home. That's all we have to do, but start like that from the first whistle.
Terry Kennedy obviously played tonight. No Neil Collins. How do you feel he did?
He did all right, heading it again and everything. He has to improve on the ball. Gave a couple away, nearly cost us a game late on, dawdling on the ball and giving it away. In terms of his bravery and things like that, not in doubt at all, he'll put his head into anything. But if he's going to play at this level, he has to improve on the ball, especially when our centre-halves are having as much of the ball as they had tonight. But I didn't think Harry was brilliant on the ball tonight.
He, though, looks, Kennedy, as though he might fit into the mould a bit like Maguire, as someone who's comfortable of taking it forward at times. He was trying to do that.
Yeah, well, we encourage them to. But then the hard part becomes, and they've got to find a pass to somebody in the same colour shirt as them, which they both struggled to do at times tonight. But it was good to get him a game. You know, we put him in. Matt Hill had a slight calf knock from Saturday, Friday night. So it was good to get him that game.
Collins was a maybe for tonight then, so is he likely to be about to the weekend?
I think he'd be doubtful for Saturday. If he doesn't play tonight, then there's a point where you don't risk him. We want to win the game, but we don't want him going into the summer injured.
I suppose just because it's the final game, I mean, you've actually held with a fairly strong team over the last two or three games of the season. Is that the same plan perhaps for the final game of the weekend or do you perhaps look to have a look at the demise of this world?
He was close to coming on tonight. I didn't think Doyle started the first half very well. So we nearly put him on at half time, but Doyle got better as they all did in the second half. So, yeah, there's a chance. We're going to put our best team out. Sometimes that's fresh legs. And fresh players, but we want to win the game on Saturday, so if these lads are okay come Friday in training, then it won't be too many changes.
There's one thing just finally I wanted to follow up on from yesterday. We were talking about contracts and Ryan Flynn and the prospect of that. Do you expect that to be done this week and agreed and announced?
Yeah, I hope so. I think we're all about agreed. We just need to get the paperwork sorted and get them to sign it, so we would hope to have it done before the final game on Saturday.
Could you tell us any more details at this stage?
No, we signed a new contract.
Durations, that kind of thing?
No, I think it'd be 2 or 3 years. I'm not too interested in that. You know, we don't look that far ahead. The main thing is he's around for next season.